piece puzzles, a chance to be myself in the light. And when I need it the most, a listening ear or a guiding hand, a word or two in the right direction. Then I found a house I could call a home, for a while a place to learn and be and grow, a place full of love and open arms. I found some people I could call my own, understanding and a feeling that I'm not alone. It's what I needed then to move on to now. It's what I needed then to move on to now. You can get lost in the middle when everything seems like a riddle, and you don't like the game everyone's playing. Well, all I wanted was to be real and understand I feel, to feel like I have some direction. When I found a house I could call a home, for a while a place to learn and to be and grow, a place full of love and open arms. I found some people I could call standing and a feeling that I'm not alone. It's what I needed then to move on to now. It's what I needed most to move on to now.
Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Yeah. So now there will be a short intermission, and we'll see you for the next part of the show. Thank you.
From the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Thank you. is fairly pleasurable, but under these circumstances, no.
Take me where you're going if you're never coming back. Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
okay. I'm standing at the altar here. I'm in a black tuxedo with my collar full of starch, and I she looks as lovely as she's ever gonna get after liposuction and a nose job and all that shit. And I wake up from this nightmare in a your frontal fucking lobe.